Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our training videos that we produce for the whole World Outreach missionary family. You know, we desire to put out training materials and motivational materials that will encourage you to be successful in God's call for your life. Now, this particular training video will be on how to use prayer cards. I will tell you this, a well-designed prayer card is one of the most important tools that you can have in your arsenal as you step out into God's mission for your life. Before we get into the specifics of that, let me just mention a couple of things. I know that some of you watching this may not be, quote, World Outreach missionaries, and that's great. We want to be a blessing to the whole mission community. And so we do encourage our missionaries to send this link out, and you may be in need of a dependable home office. So if that's the case, contact us. I'm going to put the address for our website across the screen. Go there, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there on what we do for missionaries all over the world. We're serving hundreds of missionaries like you. And make contact with us with that form, and that will start the dialogue, and we'll see if this is a good fit for you. Secondly, to the World Outreach missionaries who are watching this, let me encourage you to work your way through the entire resource library. Now, that's not something you can do in a few hours or even a few days. We continually add to our resource library. This particular one will become a permanent part of the resource library. So there's a lot of material that you've probably not listened to. Make it a project during those down times or late at night or early in the morning to go and watch the training videos, listen to the telephone missionary interviews. I do a lot of interviews by telephone. And then just begin to scan through the resource library on a regular basis to familiarize yourself with all that we have there. Because there's a lot of details there that you're going to want to adopt into your own outreach. All right, let's turn our attention now to this subject of how to use a prayer card. You know, some of you have been out speaking in prayer groups, perhaps receptions that you've planned. And by the way, we have a great telephone interview on how to do missionary receptions. Well, we're not talking about banquets. We're talking about very informal home group meetings that you can plan through a friend who can be one of your hosts. Some of you go into Sunday school classes. I mean, it can happen a lot of ways, but many of you are missing and not maximizing the moment. What do I mean by that? I mean that you have a great presentation, you talk to the people, then you walk away without any contacts. Now, what a prayer card will do for you, and I'm going to show you some samples in a moment, but more importantly, I'm going to give you specific ingredients that you should incorporate in your own prayer card that you design. By the way, in our resource library, we have a whole section on this. There are samples there, so I'll hold up some samples here, but we also have samples in the resource library. And then we have companies that you can contact. You can do it all remotely wherever you are in the world. You can have your prayer cards waiting on you before you make your next return trip, or have them shipped to a friend or a family member. They can ship them to you on the mission field, because if you're having visiting teams or individuals meet you on the mission field, come alongside to help for a weekend or a week, then you need to maximize the moment. Use your prayer card. And what is the prayer card all about? Let me give you the two main things that your prayer card will serve you in. Number one, it's going to generate prayer power. When you have a prayer card, think in terms, and this may seem a little silly, but a lot of people do this, think in terms of a refrigerator reminder. Have you ever been into homes and people have all kind of things with magnets on their refrigerator? Well, think in terms of that. Some people, of course, will keep it in their Bible. Some will keep it in a book, almost like a book marker. But think in terms of something small that's going to have your photo or your family photo if you're married. It's going to have the About Us, a summary, maybe a map of where you are. On the back side, it's going to have all the how to give information. And then I'm going to encourage you with another aspect of that, and that's a tear-off portion where they can put their name and email address. And that brings me to the second one, and that is you need to collect names and email addresses and increase your contact list. So number one is prayer power. It's going to remind people to pray for you. They'll see your photo on the refrigerator or in their Bible case if they keep it there. But you want to design something that's very nice and attractive to generate prayer power. But secondly, it's going to help you build your contact list. And so I've been to many missionary presentations, and it really grieves my heart when I see missionaries go in there and they give it their best. They've sacrificed. Here they are bringing this report, and they walk away with zero contacts, no new pledges, no new names, no new email addresses, and they have missed the moment. You need to maximize the moment. And so a prayer card will help you build your ministry. By the way, you can also give these prayer cards to key friends in the United States who can be, as it were, your representatives, and they can also collect names and emails this way. Simply by saying, hey, here's a missionary that I support. Let me give you their prayer card. Would you like to be on their contact list? You know, that is so non-threatening to get a name and an email address. And most people will respond favorably to their friend, and they can tear off that portion, give it to their friend. They can email it to you. Here you have a new name, a new email address that goes in your contact list. So that's a general description of what a prayer card is all about and really how to use it effectively. But some of you may be thinking right now, like, I don't know if I need a prayer card. You know, some people just think too hard. I've had some mission workers say, well, I'm not sure. I've prayed, and I'm not sure I'm supposed to have a newsletter. I'm not sure I should have a prayer card. I just want to trust God. Well, you know what? Trusting God also involves action and work. It's like one famous guy said once. He said, a lot of people miss miracles because it's dressed up in overalls and it looks a lot like work. Well, I think that's very true. And in the Bible, there's something called wisdom. Wisdom. It's not just prayer, it's also wisdom. And I want to share a passage with you in just a moment about that. But let me just mention to you some kind of in a broad spectrum that might help you get over this mental hang-up about whether you should have a newsletter or prayer cards or fact sheets or handouts. Think about this. Did you know that the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, he wrote letters. He wrote newsletters. Every one of the epistles were letters and reports that the Apostle Paul wrote to churches that he had planted. He would send a runner. The runner would go with a copy of the letter. Those letters would also be circulated through the area, hand-copied, mind you, so they were being reproduced. Do you think the Apostle Paul, now think about it, if he did that, and he was using the tools of his day, he boarded ships, he took advantage of ships. I said that to say this, if the Apostle Paul had the ability to send out e-newsletters, he would certainly have done it. It would have saved those runners a lot of effort. If he had the ability to board a jet, he would have boarded a jet. But in his day, there were ships. In his day, you had to write it by hand. There were no copy machines. But he was faithful to write letters. Actually, they were newsletters, and in some of those, like in the last chapter of the book of Philippians, he's thanking them for their support. They were repeat supporters. And he says, I thank you that you gave to me once and again. So get over this mental hang-up that a lot of people have. You need to understand that it's prayer and action. It's faith and works combined in order for you to have success. And I like what the Bible says about wisdom. There's a lot in the Bible about wisdom. Just listen to this, and then I want to look at these specifics on your prayer card. And this is really going to help jumpstart your ministry to the next level. Some of you that are just starting out, you're watching this, and you're new to missions, or perhaps you're coming back to missions, and your list, you don't really have a list anymore that's current. A prayer card is going to be the tool that's going to help you generate the support that you need. Of course, you're going to pray, but you're also going to work and put action to it. Talk to individuals, talk to prayer groups, Sunday school classes, plan receptions, as we talk about in that interview. You need to listen to that one on how to plan missionary receptions. Plan your own calendar. Instead of hoping a pastor is going to have you in, plan your own calendar. You can do it if you have just a couple of friends who would be willing to be a host for you. But listen to this in Proverbs 8. I mean, the whole book of Proverbs is about wisdom, right? But listen to what it says about wisdom. It says, wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be compared are not to be compared to it. All the things that are to be desired are not to be compared to it. So the writer is saying that if you had a pile of rubies here, or anything that you could desire, it doesn't compare to if you had wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is God's plan. Just think of it that way. Wisdom is God's strategy. And so you need to take it from other mission workers. Someone like me, I've been doing this at this recording 38 years. And I can tell you this, mission workers who use a prayer card on a regular basis, they have a much stronger support base than the ones who don't. So there's wisdom for you. There's wisdom from experience. He goes on to say, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Now this is wisdom being personified as if wisdom is speaking to you. He says, I, wisdom. So this is wisdom speaking. I dwell with prudence and I find out the knowledge of witty inventions. One version says strategies. It goes on to say, and it says, by me the kings reign. By me princes rule. Do you want to reign and rule in your ministry? Or do you always want to be without, not have anything? I'm telling you, a prayer card is such a simple little tool that can produce big results for you. Goes on to verse 18 and it says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. So, you know, if you had a choice, I want you to think about this. You say, Jason, you're preaching. I am. I want to be motivating for you. And I want you to base your life on God's wisdom. And part of wisdom is learning from others and learning how to develop tools that are going to help you succeed. It's one thing to have the call. It's another thing to design an effective newsletter. If you haven't listened to that particular training video, you need to listen to it. There's wisdom to be had on how to design an effective newsletter. Some things that missionaries send out are just pitiful. I'm sorry to say they're just pitiful. They're not attractive. They have great information, but nobody's going to read it. There's no photos. We train you, if you'll watch that video, in the wisdom of how to produce an e-newsletter. And this one is on the wisdom of how to have a prayer card. So, wisdom is so important. I would rather have God's wisdom than a whole pile of silver, gold, or rubies. Why? Because once you spend that, it's gone. But if you have God's wisdom operating in your life, it will produce ongoing for you and be the creativity that you need to have longevity and sustainability in your mission. Now, let's talk about these prayer cards. And I'm going to hold up a few of these. And I'm going to put the address right now across the screen. Most of you know this, but when you log in to your World Outreach account, and you know that you can log in with your password, there's an icon that says Resource Library. So you can click on that icon. It'll take you right over to the Resource Library. Or you can use this link, and I'll put it here now across the screen. It's really our website address /resources. So it's worldoutreach.org/resources. That's something that you need to bookmark. And as I said, start working your way through all the resources that we have provided for you. And this one will be part of our starter pack. And so there's all the resources are important, but there's certain ones that are very critical. The newsletter is one of them. This one on prayer cards is one of them. How to make adjustments on the mission field, how personally make adjustments. So we have a starter pack that you want to listen to if you've not listened to that. Let me hold up some of these and then we'll go through some particulars. But notice how this one, it's so colorful. It's got the family photo there, this family in Honduras. On the reverse side, a few more photos. Now this was produced by one of the companies that we recommend in our resource library. And then it's got the how to give information. I know you can't see all the details on here, but it's got the how to give information, how to give online, where to send checks. And so this is a beautiful prayer card. And I'm going to go through the specifics that I want you to take notes on. So if you don't have paper and pen, get paper and pen, because in a moment we're going to do that. The only thing missing from most of these, there's a couple that have it, but it's that tear-off portion that I would recommend that people would put their name and address and turn it back into you. So if you're at a prayer group, a home group, a reception, even one-on-one, you simply say at the end of your presentation, you pass out your prayer card to everybody, and then you say, if you'd like to be on my contact list, we need your name and email address. That's how easy it is. And you ask them to write it out if it's already perforated, and that's something you would want to have done so it's easily to tear off. Then they keep this portion, and that's the refrigerator. Remember I said think in terms of a refrigerator reminder that goes on the refrigerator to remind them to pray for you, or perhaps it's in their Bible case or a favorite book that they have. It becomes a book marker. That's fine. It's going to generate prayer power, but they're going to give you back at that moment the tear-off portion that has their name and address on it, the email address, and then you're going to add them to your list. That's how you build your contact list. Now, that's wisdom. You know, prayer is one thing, but prayer is not going to add people to your contact list. You're going to have to do some wisdom action, and we're showing you how to do that. Here's another prayer card, very similar. Notice we've got the picture of the family. This particular family are in, New Zealand. It's got on the back, it's got the how to give information. It's got a photo of New Zealand. But it's got, again, it's got all the giving information. By the way, if you wonder what the giving information is, it's in the resource library. So, you know, I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to always say that. Go to the resource library because it has all the giving information that you would want to list. Here's one by a young lady who's serving with YWAM. We have a lot of YWAM workers that we help, because YWAM really doesn't have a centralized way of processing funds. We do that for them. Again, on the back, she's got About Us. I know you can't read this, but it's got About Us. She's got a little prayer section. Pray for these things. Thank you for your support. And then at the bottom, she's got a way to support. Again, I wish they had the tear-off portion that you could use in a group setting or even one-on-one. Here's one, a family in Uganda. I got the picture of the family in Uganda. It's got the how to give information. On the back, there's a map. There's a picture of their building that they use as their headquarters. Now, here's an interesting layout that you may want to consider, those of you that may be more artistically inclined. This is a trifold. So instead of using a company that usually does them on these flat cards, this person took it upon themselves, and they're in Africa, and a little bit more opportunity to write a little bit more description about what they do. Another photo. And this is meant to be, it's not perforated, but it says tear this off and turn it in. Now, what they've done, and I would recommend, if I was doing a prayer card, I would do it just like these flat ones, probably, instead of the trifold, but that's up to you. I would have a perforated portion that they could give me the name and email address, and on the flip side of that, they would be able to indicate right then if they wanted to be a monthly supporter. And if you list, like he has listed here, how much do they want to give, don't start with $10. Now, they didn't do that, but I'm just saying, don't start with $10 in this day and time is nothing. So your first box would be like $25. Second box, $50. Third box, $100. Fourth box, you always have other, because you want to leave it open to whatever a person can afford or they're inclined to do, or the Holy Spirit leads them. But start, the lowest would be 25. 25, 50, 100, and then other. And this one is meant to be torn off and turned right in at that moment. It would be better if it was perforated. Here's one, a family out of Peru. Another trifold. And very similar. They've got the how to give. They've got the opportunity to make a commitment right then, and then it can be turned in right at the meeting. I like that. I like that idea. I think you can accomplish the same thing on a flat one that's a little bit longer, but that would be up to you. It's really personal preference, and so we don't have a design that you've got to do it like this, but let me give you the ingredients that you really need to include. So I want you to write this down, and then we'll be through. This is a fairly short training video, but I think it's one of the most important topics that we have, other than the newsletter, because this is your tool to build prayer cover and your contact list, as I said. Number one, the first thing is you want it to be colorful and attractive. And so you've seen all these. The color really helps. You want to have that snap factor where when you see it, it's just like, snap, yeah, I'm attracted to it. I want to look at this and I want to read this. Color really helps. Number two, you want to include your photo. So if you're family, your family photo. If you're single, you want to have your photo. And you want to have it large enough that people can see. People like to know and be reminded of who they're supporting. Don't have false humility. Like, oh, I don't want my photo on there. Get over that false humility. True humility is dependency on God, okay? So you can be very dependent on God. And on the outside, you can still display your photo. You could have a nice home, you could have a nice vehicle, you could have nice clothes, you could have a big mission headquarters. Humility has nothing to do with outward things. Humility is an inward posture of dependency on God. And so use your photo. Don't be hung up on that. Number three, you want to have a summary of your mission focus, or what some of these people have put on here about us. So an about us section that very briefly, in just a few sentences, a short, very short paragraph, you don't have a lot of room on these cards, that highlights what you're doing or what you envision doing and what country you're going to be in. The fourth thing is you want to include the how to give information. The how to give information will include how to give online, and all the verbiage for that you'll find in the resource library. So how to give online, where to send checks, and you want to mention bill pay. Those are your three main ways of giving. I mean, there's other things on our website like giving stock, donation, including, you know, your mission and their will. You don't have room for all of that. So the three things, how to give online, that's number one, because that's very easy. And in this day and time, people like to give online. Number two, where to mail their check, how to mail their check. And number three, you want to mention bill pay. If you're not familiar with bill pay, go to our website, catch up, read in the resource library, read under the donate section, and get yourself caught up on what bill pay is. All right, number five, you want to include the World Outreach logo. Why is this important? Even though you may have a name for your ministry like Building a Bridge Ministries or Ministry for Peru, you don't want to have people confused where when they go to give or they're making checks out to World Outreach, it's like, what is World Outreach? You need to make it clear in your literature that World Outreach is your home office. And so including the logo in that section on how to give is important. These people put it on there. That's good. She put it on there. And I don't see it on that one. It would be better to have it on there. You want the World Outreach logo worked in somewhere because people will relate you to the home office of World Outreach and there'll be no confusion. Number six, you want to consider a two-part perforated prayer card, as I've been saying. And so that, to me, is important. Just handing this out guarantees no response. Think about that. Just passing these out, people go, oh, what a nice card, what a nice family. In my Bible, that's it. You want to have that tear-off portion, whether it's a trifold version. See how they put the logo on the back of that one? Whether it's a trifold version or a flat version that has an extension that's perforated. And so it says, would you like to be on my contact list? Yes, I'd like to be on your contact list. A name, email address. On the flip side of that is also the given information repeated because they can check the boxes. Yes, I want to start supporting your work with $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever. And if you have a really good host at a reception, that host will pass these out for you. And also right there on the spot, say some of you we realize aren't prepared tonight, but others may want to help. our friend, that's you, who's with us here from Africa or South America or Central America, tonight by writing a check to World Outreach. And in the memo, you're going to put their name and their fund code, and then that host at the reception can actually collect checks. We get, and I'm pointing into the workroom area, the office area, we get packets almost on a weekly basis of 5 checks, 10 checks, 20 checks that are coming from a reception that one of our missionaries had, or they weren't even there, they did it proxy, so a friend planted in the States, had the reception in the States, passed out their newsletters for them, passed out the prayer cards, and some of our missionaries are timing this. They're called, making a telephone call at the very moment that that meeting's taking place, and they're greeting the people. They just put the iPhone on speakerphone, and they greet the people and say, thank you for coming to the reception. I'm here now. If you have to get up in the middle of the night, so what? That's a whole lot better than getting on a jet and all the effort that goes through with that. So you can really build your list without even returning to the States if you'll work at it and be creative and have some good hosts in the States that'll help you. But having that perforated tear-off portion is very important. And the last thing I want to mentioned to you, number 7, is these are the type of things that you'll be revising from time to time. So you'll spend some money to get your first one printed. You may get it back and go, boy, I wish I'd included this, or I wish I'd have said it this way. Well, then the next time around, go ahead and revise it. If you relocate or your mission focus changes a little bit, or you're in a different area, then the next time you print it, put that in there. And you've just got to spend money. That's a business expense. You know, businesses aren't afraid to spend money to make money. And so when you launch out into your mission, you've got to expend some energy. You may have to spend some money, though your newsletters are e-newsletters. You want to print some hard copies. And so you always want to have a few hard copies with you. If you go to a meeting, you certainly want to have a good stack of your last e-newsletter to hand out. You want to have your prayer card. Those are your two main tools when you go to a meeting. You want to be able to put something in people's hand. That's your e-newsletter. And you want to have your prayer card ready to go. If you're talking to one-on-one, maybe you met a business person, or you're sitting in the airport, then pull out your prayer card and say, you know, you've been talking to the person and it's come out that you're a mission worker and they show interest. Would you like to be on my contact list? Yeah, that's not so non-threatening. People will say yes. Then you give them your prayer card, go ahead and tear it off for them. Just say, put your name and email address here and I'll add you to my list. That's how easy it is to build prayer cover and to build your contact list. Well, I trust that some of my encouragement about God's wisdom, some of the practicalities how to do this, will really encourage you and move you with more confidence into that realm that, yes, God can develop this ministry that He's put within my heart. He wants to, and He's given you the wisdom to do it. Take advantage of what we have in the resource library. All right. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you that you're not alone in your calling. You have friends, you have prayer partners, you have supporters. If you don't even have one supporter yet, then they're coming. They're coming. God has a group of people called to rally around you to help you fulfill the call that's in your heart. You have the precious Holy Spirit 24/7, the most important agent in your life, the Holy Spirit. And you have World Outreach, too, working for you 24/7 with our login portal. We love you, we bless you, and I claim Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. That's my prayer for you. God bless you.